just a point to do. Do you think you deserve more?
No. I don't. And I think overall, I think the way the game was, with us being 2-1 up, it was probably against the running play. Mm-hmm. I'm delighted for Lewis Crosby because he's been out for the last 3 weeks. Struggling with his knee since going to the South, and he's been in and out, and got him to come back on in the second half when Callum Smith went off at half time to play that role. I thought he did really well and he got rewarded by his goal, so it was good for him. But you know, we were 2-1 up and the penalty they had was dubious. Mm-hmm. But I think a draw overall was probably more favourable to us. Mm-hmm. And I thought Dundee United pushed the second half and mm-hmm. they were unfortunate, but you know, as I said to the boys, we grinded out a 2-2. And they're on a little bit of a run now as well, right? They've, you know, since Ross County was probably mm-hmm. 6 games ago, and not counting, since since their last defeat. So they've came a long way, and we had a really, really young group out today. You know, the oldest was 399s with Stewie, Callum and Brandon Luke. And then we had, you know, the latter party, 402s in the field, mm-hmm. or 302s, and we took one off. So, you know, credit to the boys coming in from Fife Elite. Mm-hmm. It's always good that they can come in at any time, especially taking the day off school. And they probably learned a lot today because Dundee United were good, and there's been a lot of players in that team for Dundee United today that have been out on loan or are mm-hmm. out on loan. And it was a good experience for them. But you know, overall, I'm fairly happy with the group we had out, mm-hmm. And it gives me a chance to see some of them playing against the good side.
Yeah. There was one or two struggling towards the end of the game.
Well, I asked him in his dressing room at the end of the game, I said, how many were struggling? And we had 7 boys put their hand up. Uh-huh. So the importance of that when they're struggling and what do they do and whatever, and you know, they're good at answering questions, the group, and they're, mm-hmm. you know, they got it. But that's just the way it was. We've had boys coming back from injury and we only had 2 subs, so mm-hmm. It was tough.
Yeah. When you're talking about Crosby took his goal well.
He did, and I thought the first half, something that we've been speaking to him about is, you know, penetrating runs on the dribble with and without the ball, with the ball and without the ball. Mm-hmm. And can he get any space quickly? I thought in the first half, when he got it, he did really well on it, and he caused problems. And with Callum going off, I felt that putting him up high, he was probably the only one that could stretch them and have a go. Mm-hmm. And he did. But the last 25 minutes, he's struggling with cramp because he's been out for so long. So having no subs then, because I put the young boys on, it becomes a little bit of an issue. And then we had others struggling as well. So it's just, uh-huh. you know, it's just the time, because some of them have been 60, 70 minutes and now we're asking them to play 90 minutes.
Yeah.
And they're young boys, I get it, but they're playing at that level, it's sometimes hard for them.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But overall, I'm fairly pleased.
Mm-hmm. With yeah. it. Another point, and you've only got 3 games left.
Three
right?
games left, 2 at home. Uh-huh. And 1 away.
Right, okay.